He stared at me. I must have looked a wreck, for I was travel-stained and long-haired and ragged. But I had two swords and monstrous pride. "You are Æthelgifer's boy?" he asked. "Your sister's son," I said. And even then I was not certain this was the right family. But it was, and Elderman Æthelred made the sign of the cross in memory of his younger sister, whom he hardly remembered, and waved the guards back to the hall's sides and asked me what I wanted. "Shelter," I said, and he nodded grudgingly. I told him I had been a prisoner of the Danes ever since my father's death, and he accepted that willingly enough. But in truth, he was not very interested in me. Indeed, my arrival was a nuisance, for we were two more mouths to feed. But family imposes obligation, and Elderman Æthelred met his. He also tried to have me killed. His lands, which stretched to the River Severn in the west, were being raided by Britons from Wales. The Welsh were old enemies, the ones who had tried to stop our ancestors from taking England. Indeed, their name for England is Hlorgir, that means the Lost Lands, and they were forever raiding, or thinking of raiding, or singing songs about raiding. And they had a great hero called Arthur who was supposed to be sleeping in his grave, and one day he was going to rise up and lead the Welsh to a great victory over the English, and so take back the Lost Lands. Though so far that has not happened. About a month after I arrived, Æthelred heard that a Welsh warband had crossed the Severn and was taking cattle from his lands from Frometun, and he rode to clear them out. He went southward with 50 men, but ordered the chief of his household troops, a warrior called Tatwine, to block their retreat near the ancient Roman town of Gloucester. He gave Tatwine a force of 20 men that included me.
"You're a big lad," Æthelred said to me before he left. "Have you ever fought in a shield wall?"
I hesitated, wanting to lie, but decided that poking a sword between men's legs at Reddingham was not the same thing. "No, Lord," I said.
"Time you learned. That sword must be good for something. Where did you get it?"
"It was my father's, Lord," I lied, for I did not want to explain that I had not been a prisoner of the Danes, nor that the sword had been a gift, for Æthelred would have expected me to give it to him. "It is the only thing of my father's I have," I added pathetically. And he grunted, waved me away, and told Tatwine to put me in the shield wall if it came to a fight. I know that because Tatwine told me so when everything was over. Tatwine was a huge man, as tall as me with a chest like a blacksmith's, and thick arms on which he had made marks with ink and a needle. The marks were just blotches, but he boasted that each one was a man he had killed in battle, and I once tried to count them, but gave up at 38. His sleeves hid the rest. He was not happy to have me in his band of warriors, and even less happy when Breda insisted on accompanying me. But I told him she had sworn an oath to my father never to leave my side, and that she was a cunning woman who knew spells that would confuse the enemy, and he believed both lies, and probably thought that once I was dead his men could have their joy of Breda while he took Serpent Breath back to Æthelred. The Welsh had crossed the Severn high up, then turned south into the lush water meadows where the cattle grew fat. They liked to come in fast and go out fast, before the Mercians could gather forces. But Æthelred had heard of their coming in good time, and as he rode south, Tatwine led us north to the bridge across the Severn, which was the quickest route home to Wales. The raiders came straight into that trap. We arrived at the bridge at dusk, slept in a field, were awake before dawn, and just as the sun rose, saw the Welshmen and their stolen cattle coming toward us. They made an effort to ride farther north, but their horses were tired, ours were fresh, and they realized there was no escape, and so they returned to the bridge. We did the same and dismounted, formed the shield wall. The Welsh made their wall. There were 28 of them, all savage-looking men with shaggy hair and long beards and tattered coats, but their weapons looked well cared for, and their shields were stout.